This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
How's everybody doing out there? Well, typical Yankees. They had a mistake, and they had to call in the Southern boys to come save them. This is Jay. I know y'all remember me from Downtown White Police, co-host James. I'm his co-host. He'd be the chief on it if he heard me saying I was running the show. I'd have to hear about that. Well, I hear we're back now, and I'll tell you what, if we're running the show, I guess we'll get right back into my preferred favorite subject. Still, you're able to make it in. I'll tell you what, everybody out there, isn't everybody just impressed with what comes out of Trump every day? Well, I'll tell you what, guys, the Israelis got him running like a clock. Every day I watch him. Every day I look at it, and I'm going, well, I'll tell you what, if Benjamin Netanyahu came to a sudden stop, Trump would fall out his mouth because he's so far up his rear end. Does anything those guys want, and everything those guys want are things we don't want, things we want to have stopped. And it's just a headlong rush, you know? And I hear all the rumors. When those missiles going off, and them shooting those missiles. Now, there's a lot of suspicious things about that. First off, you know, we didn't fire any of our, stage 3 hyper missiles that'll go really, really fast. No, we're firing old Tomahawks, same as the British. All of these are our slowest missiles. And some guys go, well, you know, one legitimate argument they had sounded good. They're like, well, I'm going, well, they did that because they wanted to mark targets. They did that because they wanted to be able to see where all the SAM sites are at, where all the anti-aircraft missile sites are at. Because once they locate the anti-aircraft missile sites and they have all of those lined up, if they want to go back in and hit again, a surprise attack, they know where to hit before they move in. I'll tell you what, that does make a lot of sense. Makes good sense. I heard another idea somebody kicked out there, you know, being a cop. Well, I always thought this one was interesting. It's a little less plausible than the first one, but I had one guy kick out there the idea, and he goes, well, maybe they're trying to set up the rebels that they got left. You know, as everybody knows, ISIS is our boys. ISIS is Al-Qaeda. ISIS is, and Al-Qaeda came from the Mujahideen. You know, we gave them all the weapons. We gave them all the supplies. Those white hat idiots are working for us. Their main people are run out of a British office. You know, anybody that's been paying attention knows we're operating those little jerks. So, if you're running an inside job and all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of unemployed mercenaries, especially mercenaries that have been lighting people on fire and chopping heads off and creating atrocities all over the area, what are you going to do with those guys? Yeah, I'm sure they're going to tell them, well, you know, they'll probably want to bring them into our country, give them houses, things like that. But, at the same time, those are guys that know an awful too much about all the criminal activity you've been up to. And it might be just easier to kill them. Kind of like, what was that from Goodfellas, the Lufthansa car heist, when Jimmy just said, I'd rather just kill them all than pay them. Could be that. Maybe they're going to, the few that did slip through, the one or two targets that may have been hit, you know, maybe they had all those guys in those buildings and just figured they'd kill them. Why would Assad and Putin have a problem with that? Saves them the trouble of having to mess with them. I don't think that's really what happened, but I thought it was plausible. No matter what, it was clearly... Everybody's all fine with it, you know. No retaliatory strike against any of us, you know. Not even good saber rattling on it, you know. It was just too well put together. So it was all for show. What they were trying to do with it, who knows? But just the idea. I mean, what What if the missile defense programs didn't work real well? What if there was all of a sudden some foul up and none of their rockets launched? And every one of those missiles came through their targets. You know, what if a bunch of Russian soldiers all accidentally got killed? Well, all of a sudden, that's going to change something. Now they're in a bad position. Putin was saying, you hit any of my people, I'm going to hit you back. Well, now he's in a position because of some screw-up where he's going to have to hit back. You know? Then all of a sudden, he fires some rockets at an aircraft carrier. Hits it once or twice. Maybe he thinks it, maybe he don't. But now we got American lives lost, and then it goes boop, 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 boom, up from there. Now, honestly, I don't think they would take it to nuclear warfare, but still, you got a major problem on your hands. Now we're engaged in another war. And I don't know, you know, I don't have kids. But, you know, you parents out there that are listening to this right now, I've got to ask you a really good question. If you're listening to these shows, anything out of Political Cesspool, anything out of Scoop, and anything they do, you know, you're aware of a lot of crap that goes on, a lot of crap and lies were sold. Well, something like that were to happen, are you going to go march your sons and daughters off to let them go to war? Because they're going to have to open up another draft. We're spread too thin as it is. We got involved in some war with Russia, even if it was some proxy war, that would be a little more serious. That would be like Vietnam that we'd be going up against there. And they had to open up a draft again to fulfill the soldiers, because they would. Are you going to march your sons and daughters off to go to that? Are you really knowing you've been sold a bunch of lies, just like you were sold 9/11? Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that? I mean, I don't know. If it was me, I would be like, forget it. If I got to pay to send them away to go hide them in Canada, or load up the family, we'll go hide the woods, and I'd rather die fighting it out with the feds than at least you know, we fought for something side by side, rather than send you off over there so you can go die for what Israel wants, for what, you know, who are, who's not our friends at all, has never been our friends, and you know, we gain nothing by helping them in all these wars. And I don't know. People need to think about this stuff. We need to stop getting so used to the idea that, oh, yeah, let's fly some false flag, blah, 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 blah. Well, something may not go according to plan. You know, even if their plan is a false flag, well, we might have the opposite. Something might not go according to plan, and then they're screwing around over there. We'll get us sucked up into something that, you know, next thing you know, we're involved in a war. Well, what were our plans? Our plan was to run this false flag because this oil and this lie and blah, 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 blah. And then we're in a war. And, you know, what Trump and all them going to do? Well, they might get going to go over there and fight. Nah. You know, it's just some dumbass Americans that did no, we're lying to them. But, you know, they don't ever do anything about it. We'll just, you know, they still fight. It is just bad. And that's exactly what it is. Now, I'm not saying people would do that. I'm not saying that. But I really would let you know. I don't think they got calling on this. My first time coming on here, I don't know what the setup was, but if they did, I would be interested. That would be interesting. That's something that, you know, I don't know what it is.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
We don't know where Scoop and your crew are at. I don't know what happened to those guys. I'm going to have to go put an APB out on them. Somebody knows them, go knock on the door, find out where they're at. That's okay. Jay, co-host with James Lance here from Downtown White Police, is here for him. I will take care of things. You know, once again, Southern boys will come in and rescue you Northern guys. It's always how it's going to be. It's all right. No. They're out busy with some things, and it's all right. I'm here to cover for them, and, well, you know, I know on the last topic, you know, I'm going to pick up on something else. You know, everybody sees we got gun control coming around. Now, during the Obama administration, I did some digging. It was quite interesting to find out who actually owned all these gun companies, who actually had control of them. You know, these gun companies made more money during the Obama administration than ever before in the history of gun companies, as far as by cap, their stock went up so much. They made tons of money. And there were so many shootings compared, you know, school and, you know, public mass shootings compared to any of the other administration. And the number is staggering. I'm talking, I think under Bush 2, right before Obama came in, The top number was somewhere right around 28 school shootings, and that's going all the way back to Reagan. I think it was Clinton. Clinton had the top number somewhere in the early 30s, late 20s. But Obama, as of, I think it's 2017, he was up to 156. I just quit counting after that. So I'm like, wow, I don't know what's going on there, but that's a major jump. A little unnatural, but, and I'm not saying all school shootings were hoaxes or fakes or anything like that. I'm just going, there's something really suspicious about that. That all of a sudden, all these gun companies, which many of them were going out of business, they were going broke during the time Obama was being elected. He ain't even been elected yet. All of a sudden, they've taken shit. Tons of their stock out of nowhere into hedge funds. And hedge funds are kind of weird. You know, it's kind of like offshore bank accounts or something. You know, they're very hard to track. They're confusing to for financial institutions to, you know, figure out where money's going and who's involved in them. And they start putting their money in all these hedge funds, but or their stock. They start moving them into hedge funds. But here's the thing. At that time, gun stocks were worthless. They were selling, their price was some of the lowest they had ever been. Well, strangely enough, during that same time, just starts buying up a bunch of hedge fund gun stocks. Public unions, and when I say public unions, that's usually law enforcement, teachers, medical personnel, EMS, you know, things like that. Anybody that's on the state retirement system, you know, in different states, California, Chicago, some of the biggest ones were California, Chicago, Connecticut, New York, and a few of them other ones, a few of the other states, Illinois, you know, they're all these public police unions. They all of a sudden start buying heavily into these gun stock companies. And once again, Obama has not been elected. Gun stocks at the time were worthless. So, you know, there was no sign that buying into those hedge funds would have been any kind of profit for them whatsoever. If anything, there was a lot of sign that it wouldn't have been profit. And Obama's, they don't know who's going to be elected. Could be Obama. They're not sure. They start buying into them. Doesn't matter. What do you know? Obama gets elected. And then all of a sudden, every other week, we've got a mass shooting going on. They're putting it all over the news. And then they're threatening. They're going to put all these things done on guns. But let's keep in mind, they didn't get one single thing done. Nothing. They didn't get any of the laws they wanted passed. They didn't get any gun restrictions done whatsoever. In the meantime, every time you scare us and make us think you're taking our guns, what do? We go buy a bunch of guns and ammo. Well, now, so they're making bank. These gun companies, these gun organizations, they're making bank. And so that's kind of suspicious. I don't know. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm seeing some of this stuff there. To me, that seems a little odd. So anyway, it goes on. More mass shootings happen under Obama than ever before in history by over like 150%. It's pretty crazy. And once again, even though he had control of both houses, the only thing he got through was health care, which sucks. You know, Obamacare, that was it. He couldn't flip anything else, no more gun reforms, nothing. Nothing at all. And now all of a sudden, let's speed it up. We're back here with Trump. Now we're back here with Trump. And I just want you to know, all those gun companies, all of them, and if anybody wants to, they can go on Renegade Tribune right now and type in gun control hoax, who profits, anything, gun control hoax, who profits. There's an article that came out about a month ago. It goes through everything I just talked about. It's got references to where it happened at, locations. It's got links to, I mean, it's really good. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot more to that. But anyway, now look at it now. We got Trump, all that rhetoric about we're going to get a wall, we're going to get this, we're going to get that. And to me, I've been doing this so long, I'm cynical about voting. I knew it was going to happen, but this is what's funny. Now we're looking at restrictions. You know, Florida's putting through the restrictions. Trump's probably going to put in something, the enhanced background check, whatever. He's probably going to get something through. Boy, isn't that just ironic? Under Obama, gun companies made a ton of money, and they never got anything done. None of their gun laws passed through. But under Trump, under the Republicans, they're going to get gun laws passed through. And if you actually start looking at it, that's exactly how it is. Every time. You know, one of the last big gun laws that was passed through by political administration was under Bush 1, and it was the Foreign Firearms Embargo of 1989. And that's why you guys are out there running around right now paying, my God, up to friggin' over $1,000 for friggin' AK-47, you know, pre-banned AK-47s. And even the ones that aren't pre-banned, they're not near as well put together as the Russian ones, or, you know, they're all cobbled together out of different parts from all over. And it had to do with that 1989 Foreign Firearms Embargo Act. Basically, that created a monopoly on assault rifles so that they can keep the prices inflated. The prices are way over inflated. If you remove that embargo, Oh, my God, it would be like it was in the 80s. You'd be able to go out and buy crates of AK-47s, real Russian ones, H&Ks, and you would be paying, you know, $200 if you got a crate, but I guarantee you'd get them as low. You'd be able to go out and get a German-made H&K for about $400. And if anybody knows H&Ks and are into them and want authentics, yeah, you're not getting no good German well-made H&K pre-band style for $400. No way. You're paying probably close to two for a good one, and that might be generous. And that's outrageous. And then when was the last one? Oh, wait, 1986. And who was there? Reagan. So you're going to find out over and over and over again that most of the time, it's not the Democrats that actually get anti-gun laws through. It's the Republicans that sell us anti-gun laws. And even with, despite all their talk, despite what's going on, it just seems like it's always Republicans that actually get stuff done on when it comes to that. And I'm not saying the Democrats don't want your guns. And I'm not saying there's not Republicans out there that's saying that, well, that I don't, they don't believe in that. What I'm saying to you is everybody's lying to you when it comes to politics. They're all lying to you. They're not on the same team. They're never going to fix this problem. Voting our way out of it is not going to happen. All Trump was a pressure valve. That's all Trump was a pressure valve. People were upset after Obama. They were mad. Now, I'm not saying I would have gone out and voted for Hillary. I'm not going to vote to hurt the fellow people, my fellow ethnic.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
We'll be right back.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Jay, co-host downtown white police with James Lancia, saving the Yankees once again. All right, well, I'm going to try to continue where I left off before. I was talking about how, well, you know, we're not going to vote our way out of this. You know, the current gun control situation, how under Trump, the Democrats are going to get what they want under Trump. You know, it's highly likely we're going to get some gun laws coming down the pipe. And how that's usually the way it is. Go look at the history of when gun laws are passed. They're usually passed under Trump, under Republicans. That's who usually passes them. The big ones that hurt us. You know, the actual ban, to me, that ban was just a cover. That one that went in under Clinton, supposedly, the ban that had a time limit when it was going to run out, that was nothing. That was just a cover for all the money they wanted to spend on creating the community policing programs, all the earmarks. That's what was important to that bill. That old gun ban thing they slipped through that had a time limit where it was going to run out, which, once again, the NRA didn't cause that. Honestly, I tried to do search the other day, and I had a hard time finding one single gun law, federal gun law, that the NRA has ever gotten removed from the books. Now, I've seen them go and play with the state, but I haven't seen them go after any federal ones. Now, when my search for that, I did stumble across where Guns of America, Larry Pratt, they actually tried to go after the 1986 gun law last year. They tried to go after that last year, the 1986 one. Any guys that get into fully automatic weapons, try to move around that crowd, you know, they understand, oh, that's a big one. That's important. Well, you know, I didn't hear anybody talking about it. You know, nobody talk about it. You know, the NRA, of course, not going to say a word about it because I got to, you know, what's more important? Is it getting these gun laws, getting something repealed? Or is it going after, or you know, are they just competing? Are they like guys on YouTube and everything that, they want attention? It's really all about money. You know, you think they'd support each other. Somebody would have talked about Larry Pratt and his crew trying to go after that 1986 federal gun law. But no, not a word. I can't find where the NRA's doing it. I just can't find it. You know, maybe it's there. Maybe I missed something. You know, feel free. Somebody wants to send something in, email it in. I would be interested in reading it, but can't find nothing on it. But as I said before, you know, we're not going to vote our way out of the situation. And another example is, you got your states. You got your state laws. Well, I hope everybody was paying attention a few months back. After that hurricane went through, there was an exposure coming out of a little town in Texas. And it had been hit by the hurricane that came through back last summer. And what they found out was all kinds of money was sent in to the local county office there, the county seat there. And it was all donated money. And if you wanted to come get some of this money, either I can't remember if it was just straight up giving the money away or if it was some like no interest, you know, loan. But anyway, because the money was given directly to the county office, that meant the state government and, you know, county office under all state government rules, you know, had to follow the rules that have to do with dealing with the county office. And when the citizens went down and tried to fill out the form on there, they noticed this one piece of paper that had this odd thing on that said, if you have ever or in the future plan to advocate for the boycotting of products from Israel, you are not able to receive this loan. People are kind of looking at it going, well, what the hell does that matter? What does government have to do with whether I want to boycott Israel or not? They're looking at that going, what the hell is that crap all about? You know, and so it kicked up a little dust storm. Well, they ended up finding out, well, yeah, the state government passed a law recently that said that if they wanted to, if anybody within the state of Texas wants to do business with state government or federal, or excuse me, state government, which that's going to mean any type of government, any local counties, if you wanted to put bids on a job, to do concrete at a school that's going to be built, for any type of business with the state government at all, and they find out that you've ever advocated for the boycotting of Israel, or you do, well, it's illegal for anybody in the state to do business with you. You know, that's it. You're out. You can't do business with them anymore. And most states are like that. Yeah, they stuck them through. Nobody saw that. Florida's got one of the worst ones I've ever seen, where they're taking and they put you on a list. They have a running list. You can go online and look. The bad boy list, where if you get put on that list, you can't do any business with the government at all. The state government is not allowed to do business with you at all. Go look it up. And that list stays on there so other people can look at it, you know, just in case another private company wants to boycott you or the ADL wants to make a big deal about you. Don't think they won't. And I don't even know how that's legal for them to have something like that. But Florida's like that. Georgia, I'm pretty sure, has got one. Kansas has got one. You know, New York, everybody knows New York, California, you're going to have one for sure. And most of the states, I think it's a good 26 states, last time I looked at it, that have passed laws that are just like that. So, you know, this idea that, well, the feds are bad, but, you know, we'll get something worked out with the state government. Yeah, right. No, you won't. Because the state government, I mean, think about that. That is so unconstitutional. That's so corrupt. These guys are that far up. You know, they're pretty much as far up Israel's butt as Trump is. You can't trust those guys either. Can't trust those guys either. Yeah. So people got to re-examine. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, what is the solution beyond that? Well, we can't have a serious discussion about that until the guys that are talking about, the guys that care about this country and want to fix it and want to take it away from these idiots, cannot have a serious discussion about it until you're in a room full of guys that understand we're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to win playing on their battlefields by their rules. It's just not going to happen. And yeah, I think a lot of guys kind of know it, but they don't want to face it because it scares them. It's scary to them because they think we're so far from our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, who that's not a big deal. They all the time, they would just handle things themselves. You know, all up until, you know, the early 1960s in this country, it was not uncommon for people in the town to flip out, take a drag politicians or criminals that they feel the current state-run justice system was not going to be able to handle properly and just handle things themselves. Just figure it out. You know, you got the Battle of Kansas. The Battle of Athens. Most people are familiar with that. That was a full-on shootout. Half the town was involved. They blew the whole front of the jail off the building, dragged the mayor and the sheriff and all his corrupt deputies out. No arrests. They handled it. They knew what had to be done. They took care of it. You know, what are they going to do? Come in and arrest half the town? No. And that's the way it is. And, you know, I know people are nervous about that. They're scared. Because I'm not saying that's the only way to fix this. I'm not saying that it's the only way to fix this. But if we're going to figure out how to fix this problem, people got to grow up, come to terms with, we're not going to win this in courtrooms and voting booths that are controlled by the very people that we're trying to get at, that we're trying to fight. Yeah, you know, it can't be. It's, you know, Sun Tzu's choose the art of war. You know, you must choose your battlefield. We lost control of that. We continue to fight on their battlefield. That is why we continue to lose over and over and over again. And for anybody who wants to run around out there and say, well, you know, they haven't taken away the First and Second Amendment yet. Well, no, you're wrong there. You're wrong there. Because what it is they've taken it away. But they took it away from somebody that at the time most people didn't care about. They didn't care. It was a big deal. You know, the media probably would have mentioned it once or twice when the person was arrested. But then after that, nobody followed along with it. And after that, the media ain't going to talk about injustices being done to a guy like this. And then in the end, nobody else is going to care. And I'm talking about Bill White. Bill White case. The Bill White case, among many others. And that's a guy that's still sitting in federal prison right now, because. And I'll try to repeat this properly. the judge said. I do believe that this, because your, what this guy did, let me get into it properly. What this guy did is he was a member of, you know, the official American National Socialist Party of America, whatever. All right, guys. You know, we all, anybody, you know, people need to learn the truth about World War II and grow up about that. And, you know, look at what's really going on there. So I'm not going to get into that. But so he gets picked up and he starts with all these crimes having to do with supposedly saying threatening stuff online. Every one of them gets thrown out. All of them get thrown out except for one. And it had to do with some negative, not threatening things. These were not threatening things at all. They were just negative things. He was just talking smack on his radio, online radio show, kind of similar to what we're doing right here, okay, about one of the...
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. You're back here with Jay from Downtown White Police, Southern Boy, and filling in for Walter and Scoop because they are MIA. I think they're hungover in bed still. We're trying to run them down. No. They had things they were doing, asked me to come in and fill in. Happy to do it for them. All right, I'm going to get right back into what I was talking about before break with the Bill White case. Now, anyway, Bill White was arrested and charged with all, supposedly saying all these hateful things online on his own little podcast show, kind of like what we're doing right here on the radio. And all of them were dropped. All of them were eventually dropped, except for he said some negative things, and he didn't say hateful things or threatening things to about a juror on the Matt Hale case. And the things that he said were dropped. Because we're just weird. Really weird. And the things that he said, they were dropped. However, the judge said, you can go read this for yourself, and the whole case reads like some sort of weird Monty Python slapstick comedy tragedy at the same time the man's in prison for it. It is pretty ridiculous. But what he's sitting in federal prison for right now is because, according to the federal judge, Mr. Bill White, his audience, which are, you know, as you can imagine, that audience is going to be filled with people that listen to things like this, people that might be KKK members, people that are going to be far right type people. All right. And the judge said that audience, your audience, Mr. White, is considered so inherently criminal that anything you say online that is negative about another person is considered a call to violence. So basically, because the type of people that they think would listen to Mr. Bill White are the type of people the government doesn't like and accuses of being criminal, even though, I don't know, it's been forever since the KKK actually did anything criminal. And even then, there was an odd number of undercover FBI guys running around, you know, setting things up. And they do that. Anybody like Judge Napolitano, look at it. The FBI does that a lot. A lot. Well, that's a whole other topic. But anyway, because his audience is the kind of people that the government doesn't like, and anybody listening to this show should know what that's like, because, you know, the government does not like you. They consider you the highest threat in America right now. Because the government doesn't like him, Mr. Bill White doesn't have First Amendment rights. His First Amendment rights are special. Now, currently, they kind of did something like the James Edwards. Now, James Edwards is not in prison or anything. It was a civil case, but the reason why he didn't win that, I'm telling you, I believe has something to do with that Bill White case. That's the president. That's the president. This is what attorneys do all the time. Judges tend to know exactly what they're going to do with the case, what they're going to be ruling on a case long before it comes in. And, and judges will, and state attorneys, they will go run around. They will say, hey, run around and find me a president for the ruling that I'm about to give, because I want to make sure it doesn't get overturned later. Okay, there's a lot of that going on. Augustus Invictus, he does a really great one of his last episodes before, he went, and I think he had another kid, and he wasn't going to do any podcasts. It was right before Christmas. But you go look in there, he does a really good one where he talks about what really goes on in judicial circles and how the court system really operates. It's pretty disturbing. But anyway, he talks about this. So they knew exactly, they just need to make sure, judges and attorneys need to make sure that there's a legal precedent for their ruling. So it doesn't get challenged later. Well, when James Edwards lost that case on the civil trial for them saying that, basically calling him a KKK member because KKK members listen to his show, once again, well, the government doesn't like, because you talk about certain things, though, even though you're not affiliated with the KKK, but we know they're listening to your show. So basically, yeah, we can call you a KKK leader. That's fine. Somebody else can accuse you of something that's totally not true, but it's okay because those type of people like to listen to you talk on your show. Well, for James Edwards, it cost him a civil case, but for Bill White, that same exact idea, it's going to be sitting in federal prison. He's still sitting in federal prison, locked in some hole somewhere and friggin', I can't even imagine. Now, I don't care if you don't like what somebody says, but this is that tired old crap that we've had to hear from boomer conservatives for forever. And I know that a lot of boomers listen to this, but this is where, you got to call out your own people. I've heard this from all the old perfect boomer annoying types that we got to hear running around the radio. I've heard this from Glenn Beck. I've heard this from Bill O'Reilly. I've heard this from Sean Hannity. I've heard this from Rush Limbaugh. This is why I don't listen to any of those idiots anymore. They'll say that same thing every time. Well, I'll protect your right to say it. I don't care. I don't like what you do, and I don't like what you say, but I'll put my life on the line to protect your word to say it. Bull crap. Go feed that to some other people that friggin' actually eat your crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. If they ever said anything about White, if they ever lifted a finger, even mention. No, no. Guarantee they didn't. If they did, it was to say how horrible he is, how they don't like him, and this and that. These people are all fake. All fake. And it's truth of the matter. So, you know, if you think you haven't lost those rights, no. You have. You have. They're gone. You're just, they haven't conditioned the public enough to ignore you. Because if they actually felt like, if they went and did this to, well, right now, I think what it was, they're just testing the grounds. It's all that about that slow boiling of frogs, you know? In judging their time frame, within 10 years, somebody, they should be able to throw guys like James Edwards, myself, Scoop, and other guys. They could start throwing us in federal prison for the same thing they threw Bill White in prison, because, you know, they figured as they progressed, by that time, the public will just be used to guys like that losing cases, and, you know, they won't like them, so the public won't care. And that's how they get away with it. That's how it moves. That's why you can't sit around and wait. You can't sit around and wait for the enemy to make the first move, because by that time, they have set the propaganda so much against you that no one's going to come help you. No one's going to care. So it's important. That is why all these false hopes are bad. That is why sitting around and thinking, well, Trump will come around because he's paying, 45D checks, you know, because that's what it's getting to at this time. That's where it really was. It's that bad this time. It's getting a little ridiculous. Okay, well, we'll get this guy voted in, or we'll do this, even though we've continued to lose those same strategies over and over and over again. You know, we're starting to look insane now that we keep using the same tactics and getting the same crappy results. So, and that doesn't mean, you know, it's all got to be violence or anything else like that. But it does mean that we're not going to find the solution if we can't be adults about it when we come to the table and talk about it and go, all right, guys, voting and suing our way out of this, that's off the table. Those are failures. They're not working. Those are going to be put over here in the, okay, we'll entertain the idea, but not take it all that seriously, department. And don't think we don't do that. I don't know when it's going to happen that we're going to be able to do that. And then we can all sit in a room and we can actually discuss on solutions that might actually work, because we recognize what doesn't work, what is absolute failures, and what is not ever going to work for us. But and that's the thing, after that, what's left on the table, well, those are kind of risky. That's scary. That's really scary. You know, I heard stories about people that are dead that I never knew that did things like that. And I've seen some things on TV about people doing things like that. But, you know, I thought that was all imagination. That's not real life. So it's scary to people. It's scary to have to look anywhere else. A lot of them get hopeless. They just think, oh God, if we can't do it through voting, then, or, you know, if I can't use attorneys, then we're never going to win. The whole world is lost. Let me run out in the woods and dig a hole somewhere, and I'll just hide out there until the rapture comes or whatever. And it's just sad, guys. Come on. I mean, geez. I'll tell you what, when you die, if you get to go to heaven or whatever, your family, you're going to be a pariah walking around in the afterlife. This is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing. Your family members that died, especially in the South, that went and fought the Civil War and fought the Revolutionary War and everywhere else, they're just going to be shaking their heads and going, my God, you couldn't even talk about it. You couldn't even entertain the idea other than those two ways of winning. No. Other than that's too scary. You're going to be the biggest wuss walking around in the afterlife. Because that's all it is, guys. It's just, we just got to look at it. There are other options out there. And we can't take them seriously. We can't get nothing done unless everyone's going to continue to hide where it's safe. Where it's safe. Because right now, that's what the enemy wants. Because the enemy's current system is designed to do everything possible to prevent any change from ever happening. The enemy does not want change. The enemy is not going to collapse their own system. They're not going to... Y'all take care now.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.